Brothers and sisters, may God bless you. It's a great pleasure to greet you in the name of the Lord, desiring that God pour out over all my brothers and sisters great and abundant blessings, according to how we've been asking Him in the Bible studies. Brothers and sisters, reflecting upon the teachings of our sister who has been explaining the book of Romans, very beautiful. It's truly, there's nothing more to explain, nothing more to expand on, nothing more to clear up, considering that the sister has been a great teacher, a great speaker of this book that is, yes, it's difficult. How Peter had written in one of his epistles, stating that some were difficult to understand. It is beautiful that we can enjoy of the clarification of all these mysteries. Brothers and sisters, but there is something that came to my mind. And upon watching her sermons or watching the studies, I said to myself, how many people long to spend time with sister? How many people long to present, bring their situations to her attention? How many people must want a piece of advice, a laying of hands? There's truly a great number of those who want this, because some brothers and sisters write to me and say that they want to have that conversation. But God has been very kind, very loving. This global situation has served to be able to see her, be able to hear her. And it springs to my mind, it jumps to my mind. I say, Lord, how many people? And it's like welcoming her to our homes through her sermons. It's like welcoming her to our homes, giving her the best seat that we have, even if it's on a couch. But we learn from prophecy, because many times we go to receive prophecy and we hope that God speaks to us about a certain topic. But it turns out that God speaks to us about what we weren't expecting to hear, which are edifying words. Perhaps it is admonishment, perhaps a word of comfort, promises, words for edification. Yes, it happens to us. So in this case, with our sister, it's like receiving a welcomed guest, and I do my very best to welcome her. I welcome her. I make her feel very comfortable, and she takes a seat, and she sets her sight on me and begins to speak with me. I may have wanted to present to her my problems, questions, for her to come pray for me, for my parents. I wanted that, but she's speaking to me about what I didn't expect. But those words that she gives me are comforting me, are opening my eyes with understanding, are giving me light. They are allowing me to understand eternity, like the topic from today. about us understanding that what I will to do, and I do, and why didn't I do them? Why didn't I stop myself? And why did I let myself get carried away by them? Oh, how beautiful. What a wonderful topic. And sister comes to speak to me about these things, but by paying attention to these words and all the previous topics, all the topics from the beginning of the pandemic, where we've had this closeness to God through technology, brothers and sisters, we are receiving her in our home, in the house of our hearts. We're speaking with her, but she has the word. She has what we need, what I need. And by paying attention to her, it's for life. It's for prosperity. It's for deliverance. It's for spiritual growth. It's for receiving the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. It's for loving God more. It's for bearing fruits. It's for one day being able to sit next to God in His kingdom. That's what it is for, brothers and sisters. And I wanting to express this to her, brothers and sisters, my questions, my worries, and instead, sister gives me words that teach me how to attain eternal life. I'm going to read a few verses that have to do with what I've been saying, what I've been sharing. 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 20. It reads, at the end of verse 20, in 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, it reads, believe in the Lord your God. And yes, brothers and sisters, we believe in God. It's not that we are treating our sister as a god or preferring our sister over God. No. No. We believe in God who created the heavens and the earth, who came to save us, who is delivering us from many things. We believe in this God, brothers and sisters. God as a spirit. Well, exactly how sister has been explaining, and it also reads in this verse, and you shall be established. Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. But it also adds, believe his prophets, and you shall prosper. How many people are there that desire to have a conversation with our sister? How many people are there that followed the Lord, followed him, some for their own benefit? I don't like that. Others for some type of personal interest. I don't like that either. Others went to tempt him, to accuse him, to belittle his teachings. I don't like that either. But others followed him or sought him so that in due time they would bear fruits. And these were attentive to the reflection, to the teachings, more than their own problems. Nowadays, it's the same. Not long ago, sister taught, because what she teaches is called an epistle, brothers and sisters. But not long ago, Sister taught that the Jews didn't believe that God was in the Lord Jesus Christ. They couldn't accept this. This and other things that the Lord taught were reason for them to want to stone the Lord, or seek his death, or accuse him of something in a conspiracy. Nowadays, you and I have to believe that God is in our sister, and that as a prophetess, we will prosper. We might not be able to feel her or shake her hand, etc. But we receive her in our hearts. We pay attention to her. For example, the reflection, the clarifying the commandments. Brothers and sisters, whenever sister teaches, when God teaches through our sister, and sister says, she might say some strong words, I say to myself, yes, that's me. Rebelliousness, yes, that's me. Stubbornness, yes, that's me. That there are many that love God. Oh Lord, how I would like to be counted among them. That, well, it's like I'm interacting with the conversation of the sister. She was speaking, and I'm able to then watch it through the video. She's teaching for everyone, but what closeness, how wonderful. She's speaking to me about things that I need. But it turns out, brothers and sisters, that at the end, she prays for me. At the end, it's as if she laid hands on me. At the end, she even gives me prophecy. And all that was spoken worked for my edification. Yes, brothers and sisters, the Apostle Paul wrote in the book of the Philippians, we call it a book, but he wrote to the Philippians some very interesting words. It reads, the things which you learned and received, chapter 4 of Philippians, verse number 9. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with us or with you. How beautiful. What wonderful words. But they had to believe that he was sent by God. They had to be taught through these letters, brothers and sisters, because it was a very difficult task to reach his destination. Nowadays, many people want to, no, I want to talk with a sister. No, I want to tell her my problems. But the reflection covers everything. Through the reflection, she's edifying me. She's giving me a call to attention. And there, for example, today I understood why there's such an insistence of that stubbornness to do things that aren't pleasing. It made me understand the words of the Apostle Paul when he said, O wretched man that I am. Oh, that's what we were. And all who is in the flesh or in sin is dead. Oh, my Lord, this is for me. And here I was wanting to ask her to pray for my health or for my parents, or because I'm in need. But wow, brothers and sisters, if what we gain is much greater. And I remind you, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. And this is a way to gain the kingdom of heaven. I remind you of the case of Mary and Martha. They welcomed the Lord to their home, but one was distracted by much serving, and the other was very attentive. And the Lord says to her, "Martha, Martha." And it reads that the one, her sister, that had chosen the good parts would be an eternal blessing, one that cannot be taken away. And brothers and sisters, that's what we gain today, what we learn. It's what happens. It's what happens to us during the live streams. It's like welcoming her to our homes. It's like setting the best seat for her in my house. And it's listening to what God has for our lives through our sister. And my house is blessed. In this case, my heart is blessed. I'm left renewed. I'm left delivered. This is what it means to take advantage of the reflections. This is what it means to profit, brothers and sisters. This is for eternity. And not to mention that by paying attention to that beautiful blessing, the Holy Spirit may be poured upon us. May it be so, brothers and sisters. May God bless you. May God prosper you. May God provide all for you to not lack anything. I know that some brothers and sisters have passed away, but well, brothers and sisters, we have to keep moving forward. We have to keep steadfast. The words of the Holy Spirit comfort us, the words of the scriptures, but we have to keep moving forward. Brothers and sisters, God bless you all. My brothers and sisters.